My guest at this time is Bill Press. He's a former chairman of the California Democratic Party. He's a columnist now. He's been a radio host and a White House correspondent. He joins me now to elaborate a little bit more on one of his most recent columns, and that is that he believes it's time for his party, the Democrats, to stop the coronation of Hillary Clinton, not just because she's found herself involved in a couple of controversies as of late, but he says it's for the good of the party heading into 2016. And Bill, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
You made it pretty clear in that column that you think Hillary Clinton would be a good president, but you believe she needs to be tested.
I think any candidate needs to be tested, yes. And it dismays me, again, as a former party chair of California, as an active Democrat all my life, that we're hearing nobody should challenge Hillary Clinton because she is the most experienced person we've got. She's the best candidate we've got. She has such a powerful political machine. She can't possibly lose, so everybody else just get out of the way and hand her the nomination. That's exactly what we heard in 2008. And we know how that worked out. So I think the party is making a huge mistake in not recruiting other people to run. I mean, a healthy, contested primary would be good for Hillary. It would be good for the other candidates. It would be good for the party. And who knows? I mean, who knows what could come out of that? We never thought Barack Obama had a chance when he started.
Why do you believe they're going down the inevitability route again, since it didn't work 8 years ago?
I got to tell you, first of all, there's a certain group of Democrats for whom the Clintons can do no wrong, right? And I think people's memories are short. And then there's all this media frenzy and attention to Hillary that some people forget. There are other very experienced and talented and qualified Democrats out there. By the way, starting with the Vice President of the United States. Like, hello? Why isn't anybody talking about Joe?
Bill, you also make it clear in your column that you think that, for the most part, Hillary's critics are making more out of the email story than is probably warranted. But, of course, along with what a lot of people admired about the Clinton years, including the economy, of course, there was, of course, a lot of controversy. As you point out, even from a Democratic perspective, it's some of it more legitimate than others. Do you get the sense that people, whether they're hardcore Democrats or even independents, are looking at these latest stories about fundraising and emails and going, here we go again?
Yes. I just want to say one more thing about the primary. I want to emphasize again, I think this would be good for Hillary. The worst thing for her would be to be able to take the summer off, basically, and to coast. And to go into, let's say she's the nominee, to go into the general election and stand up on stage in her first debate against Jeb Bush or Ted Cruz or Rand Paul, I don't care whom, and be rusty, right? Not be tested, not be sharp, not be up to date and up to speed on the issues. It's like sending somebody to the Metropolitan Opera to walk on stage and sing the lead without going through rehearsals. Crazy, crazy. But to your question, there is, and I think there's a certain Clinton fatigue. There's no doubt about it. And I think it's overrated. But we've been through a lot of Clinton scandals. Now there is this one. It looks like it was not illegal. As I say in my column, I just think it was very sloppy of her and careless of her to decide that she was not going to use the regular State Department email. And nobody has explained why. It's such an unnecessary set of troubles now for her, for the Democratic Party, for the Obama administration. And let's face it, there may be other shoes to drop, right? And to put all the eggs, if you will, in the Hillary basket is really very foolish from a long-term strategy. Because if she gets in the middle of summer and other stuff breaks out and nobody else is out there, then the party's left, empty-handed.
Do you get the sense that there's a big chunk of the party? You said Clinton fatigue is out there. But in 2008, of course, she was expected to be the favorite. And then all of a sudden, Barack Obama caught fire. People were excited about his charisma. People were excited about him being a historic figure in American political history. And that seemed to be one of her best shots, that she's going to be pushing 70 years old. Not that that should be a disqualifier, but there's a good chance the Republican nominee could be a good 15 or even 20 or more years younger than her. And if you look at Obama versus McCain, that certainly worked better for the younger candidate. So if she kind of got trumped by the younger, fresher candidate 8 years ago, how does she fight against that this time?
You know, that's a tough question. I don't know how the age – I don't think the age card plays as strongly today as it once did, maybe, because people are living longer and you've got people who are – I mean, look at Joe Biden. He's 72, right? But he's a very healthy, active, effective, I think, 72. I don't think people see him like as a guy whose time has come and gone. So I'm not sure the age thing does play so much against her. She also is very active and was all over travel to Secretary of State and even since then. So I just think that it could be. But she's also been around a long time. Let me put it that way. And it could be that one of those fresh faces were there to be challenger in the primary, whether it's a Kirsten Gillibrand or an Elizabeth Warren or an Amy Klobuchar or a Sherrod Brown or a Martin O'Malley might catch fire too, right? Nobody thought it would happen with Barack Obama. And so I think it's not that her time has come and gone. I would not say that. But I'm not sure. I don't buy the theory that this is her time and everybody else, period, and everybody else ought to get out of the way.
Bill, you've obviously been close to Democratic politics for a very long time. Obviously, there was a lot of tension between the Clinton and Obama folks in 2008. Is there still a decent chunk of the Democratic electorate who sided with Obama that has ill will, if that's not the right word, towards Hillary and is looking for someone else still kind of based on that?
I haven't seen that, Greg, to tell the truth. I think that his gesture to appoint her Secretary of State went a long way toward erasing or maybe eliminating any hard feelings or distrust that might have been there, and her taking the job also. I think that was a historic moment for those two to come together. But again, I think, and if I'm not the only Democrat who is saying this right now, that people are nervous that we think it's a done deal already, and we don't even have to worry about a primary because she is an absolute locked. It's all over right now. There's no way she can lose, and we're gonna make that big bet and roll the dice that way. I think a lot of Democrats are nervous about it, and I'm one of them.
And so, well, obviously, you said another shoe or two could drop potentially here, but how soon do folks need to make up their minds here?
Pretty soon, I would say. You know, I know Joe Biden says, I would hope that this scandal over the emails would prompt some people to take, who might have thought of not going for it, to take another look at it and to speed up their decision-making process, starting with Joe Biden. He has said he's going to make his decision by the end of the summer. I think that'd be a big mistake. I don't think they've got that much time. And I know Senator Bernie Sanders has said he'll make his decision, you know, maybe beginning of summer or something. I think they got to get out there in the next month or so.
Last question, Bill. Do you sense that this is a growing feeling among Democrats that this needs to happen, particularly in light of the recent headlines?
Yes, I think there's a growing feeling among Democrats that Hillary needs a challenge in the primary, again, for the good of the party and for her own sake. Big mistake to have a coronation. I don't think it's ever worked. I can't remember in my lifetime when it's ever worked, and I don't think it will work this time either.
Well, we'll see what kind of reaction it gets, certainly from the Clinton camp. I'm sure they wouldn't be necessarily thrilled about that. But as you said, you're also acting in her best interest here. So be fascinating.
I don't think that Hillary should be afraid of a challenge. And, you know, if she's not up to a challenge in the primary, then she's not up to a challenge in the general. So I want to see a really, really healthy, robust primary. And if she comes out at the end, I'd be as happy as anybody else. And I'd feel better about Democrats' chances having gone through the primary.
It's a long election cycle, and we're already well into it. Bill, thanks very much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Hey, Greg, good to connect with you. Call me anytime.
Bill Press, former chairman of the California Democratic Party. He is a longtime columnist. He's a radio host. He's been a White House correspondent. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.